Court. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The issues of trade and globalization of our economy are often discussed during election years, but these discussions usually omit a very important part of this subject, the impact of free trade on marriage. Sadly, the policy called free trade has done tremendous damage to marriage, as I explain in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? For most of our history, the nuclear family, that is, a married mother and father living in one household with their own children, was widespread and highly respected. Even if they started from humble backgrounds, men could expect to find well-paying jobs in manufacturing or other industries that would propel them into the middle class. The expectation of a job that paid enough to support a full-time homemaker was a lifestyle within reach of most Americans. That's no longer the case. Globalization helped kill the American dream, and with it, the American family. By pushing the United States into free trade agreements with poor countries in faraway corners of the world, globalists made American workers compete with very low-paid foreign workers. The high U.S. corporate tax rate also encouraged companies to look overseas for labor, and manufacturing jobs disappeared in America. From 2001 to 2011, we lost an average of 50,000 manufacturing jobs every month, and working class earnings plunged from the high we knew in the 1970s. With good jobs harder to come by, the American dream became harder to achieve. Men no longer earned enough to permit their wives to stay at home, and more women moved out to a minimum wage job instead of staying by the cradle. Free trade failed American families. The next time you hear a politician talking up free trade, remember that free trade has been an attack on American nuclear families.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
after work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
The American Dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday. And I do believe today is, what, the 9th of December? My atomic clock on the wall here is telling me it's 1600 hours and there's no date. When you guys got to mess with this thing to get it right? Right. At any rate, I will be doing the program this Thursday and Friday from Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, Peoria, Arizona, with Erskine. Thursday and Friday. Gonna put the guy to work. At any rate, gonna have a little meeting of the minds out there and see Dave Hodges as well. We'll see what we can cook up. Strides are being made, stations are being added, but not quick enough for revenue generation for this network. So we're gonna work on some things. Alrighty. MilesFranklin.com. Why is that familiar? Oh, Andy Hoffman. Hello, Andrew.
Hey there, John. How are you?
I am well. Sorry about the cancellation. What was that, last week or the week before?
Oh, well, that's right, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we had a special presentation to make, and appreciate you bowing out. We only have you on twice a month. So I enjoy those hours that we share. Hey, all economic data are lies. One lie that's being told out there, that there's only about 50 million of us Americans on food stamps, you know, the little ECB cards, and I don't even know what SNAP is. What's that stand for? Do you know?
Supplementary Nutrition Something Assistance Program.
Okay. All right. Actually, the data, there's data rakers out there. They pour over everything. And there's one-third of this population in this country that is on some benefit program from the federal government.
So it's actually half are receiving an entitlement. It just passed over half. And yeah, even stuff as simple as the amount of people on food stamps I don't trust. It's gotten to the point, and I won't even go into the political side and the military side, just the simple economic data. I mean, it's getting to the point where enough already. You know, when I write enough about it to know that every single thing that's coming out is a lie, and the fact that most of the stuff that's coming out is bad to start with shows you just how bad it's almost unmanipulatable. But, you know, you got the unemployment report, the GDP report, and the inflation reports, which are so comical at this point, and transparent. It's not even like it's they take numbers and change them. You look at the unemployment report, the NFP report, and you see the lies. I mean, you see the labor participation rate compared to the unemployment rate. You see the household survey showing a drop in employment. You see all of the other numbers out in the economy showing a drop in employment. You see the ADP report showing its worst November report since 2008. And then they come out and say there's 321,000 jobs. And they admit to you that some of those jobs include people who were hired for 6 weeks to drive for UPS during the holidays. And you see that November has been a negative birth-death model month forever, but all of a sudden it's a positive birth-death model now. It's amazing. The birth-death model, which theoretically should sum to zero, always sums to many hundreds of thousands of additional jobs. And this at the same time where you look at the numbers of corporate creation right now. It's never been lower, and the rate of companies failing has never been higher. So why anyone would believe that hundreds of thousands of jobs are being created by companies that are going under is beyond me. It literally doesn't make sense. Mr. Spock would have a heart attack with this stuff.
Well, I did you say half of this country is on some form of assistance? Are you talking 100?
Yes. Yes.
I just want to clarify here. Because we've got, if we cut out the illegals, and we're probably should be right around 295 to maybe 300 million people in this country. So I'm understanding you correctly. Half the people in this country are on some sort of government assistance.
Oh yeah, Google it. I mean, I've read and cited the articles many times without reading exactly how they define it. But yes, absolutely. I mean, 15%, I think it's somewhere between 15 and 20% of the children in this country are living below the poverty line. I mean, these are some really scary numbers. But according to the government, GDP is soaring, unemployment is at a multi-year low, et cetera, et cetera.
5.8%. I hear this figure. I'm going to have to lose a television set because I'm going to throw something through the damn thing. If I hear this 5.8% unemployment rate in this country, I mean, what really gets me is don't lie to me. Just if you're going to run smarmy news and pass it off as semi-entertainment, semi-informative, do me a favor and just drop that off of the script. Because I can remember going back, Paul Volcker, now that's going back a few years, when he was the head of the Fed, basically saying that, you know, hey, we don't really want the unemployment rate dropping below 5% in the country because, well, that'll mean too much money in circulation and that will fire up inflation. So we're happy with right around 5% unemployment. So what I'm hearing from the lying, lamestream media, we see nothing, we report nothing, we hear nothing, whatever. Is well, it's look, only 8/10 of a point off of a scenario that's acceptable to the Fed Reserve to prevent inflation.
Yeah, except Janet Yellen only a few months ago said we have a significant underutilization of labor resources, and she's so desperate to get this considerable time out of her, in the December FOMC statement next week that they'll just, you know, do anything they can, make up 321,000 jobs at. You know, they get the stock market to turn around today while the whole world is crashing because they're so desperate next week to say this. You know, not that it means anything. But look, you know, you can't compare anything to 1980. I love when people try to compare the gold market to the 70s or something like this. You know, employment meant employment in 1980. Today, because of all the outsourcing and because the global economy is at its worst point of our lifetimes, all the new jobs, jobs at all, are part-time jobs. So you can't, I mean, like, they'll not only will count a part-time job now as a job in the jobs report, they'll count a part-time job that's a contract job, for instance, a UPS driver driving for 6 weeks during Christmas, as a job. And then they somehow figure out a way to seasonally adjust it so that when these people are theoretically laid off, it doesn't really come off as a loss of a job. So again, they're literally making up as they go along. And, you know, as I wrote, you know, maybe two months ago, I wrote an article that's called 2008 is back with one temporary exception. And basically what it's saying is across the board in any objective measure that you look at from the United States and certainly around the world, the economy is much worse than it was in 2008, and the crisis is much worse than it was. I mean, look at oil prices, look at commodity prices, etc. The only difference is that the PPT, particularly in the U.S., where it's got the best manipulation tools of all, and the reserve currency, so it could print more than everything.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. You know, Andy, gas prices are falling. And this is really not... It's good news for the poor schmuck that pulls into the gas pump and has got to fill up his car to go to work that week. Good news for them. But it's not necessarily good news with falling gas prices. What's some of the ramifications there? What's it putting in danger if we have falling oil prices?
Well, it's kind of like saying that, you know, after 9/11, it's a good thing that there'll be less people at the airport. The problem is that people are scared of flying because they may get killed. And to say that lower gasoline prices in the context of what we see around us is a good thing is woefully propagandistic, if that's a word. The fact is, as I wrote 2 months ago, when oil was $84 a barrel, I wrote, crashing oil prices portend unspeakable horrors. And the fact is that, for one, the only industry in this entire country, the only industry that has produced positive job growth in the past 7 years cumulatively, is the shale oil industry. Every other industry is a net negative. And the problem with the shale oil industry, right, is that it's high cost. It's way high cost compared to the rest of the world. And as a result of its junk bond finance nature, we are going to see a catastrophic collapse in the junk debt that's behind it, and jobs are going to be lost left and right. I wrote last week an article called Shale Oil 2015 equals Subprime Mortgage 2008, and the common denominator is the Fed created both of these catastrophes. And that's just part of it. The rest of the socialized OPEC world uses $80, $100 barrel for their socialized budget. So there's going to be massive cuts in spending around the world because of this. But yes, the tiny piece of your budget, which is gasoline prices, compared to everything else, which is going up in price as your real income falls for the 20th year in a row. Yes, it is.
I was going to ask, thank you for bringing that up, because I was going to ask you about that, because what I was thinking during the break, I don't eat fast food a lot, but I, every once in a while I get a hankering. I guess it brings back memories when I was a kid, when Mom used to bring the Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket home. And I swear to you, Andy, I went to a Kentucky Fried Chicken. You get a two-piece dinner now, two little itty-bitty sides and a shrunk-down muffin or whatever the hell it is, for $7. I start looking at the prices, buckets of chicken like $25, $27. I'm like, you know, there's going to be a lot of businesses just due to inflation or devaluation of the dollar, to be more exact.
Well, look at McDonald's results. I mean, they just reported their worst sales performance in 12 years. I think they had a 5% sales decline. They've had sales declines, I think, for more than a year, every month, year over year. So people aren't going, and why should they? Part of the reason is it's no longer cheap. I mean, yeah, there's also secular changes. No one wants that crappy food anymore. But again, and they're competing now with these middle range restaurants like the Applebee's and the Red Lobsters, and Olive Garden, which are also in catastrophic decline. The only restaurants that are doing well are where the 1% go, and the 99% don't go there. So, you know, across the board, again, you go back to retail to try to say that that all these jobs are being created in the retail space, even if they're not great jobs, is ridiculous. Yeah. All retail is doing badly across the board.
I mean, I'll tell you what, it used to be, as parents and children alike, we used to look forward to Christmas because of holidays and dinners and relatives and presents under the Christmas tree. Here it is. Christmas is what? A couple of weeks away. There is nothing Christmas-y in the atmosphere at all. And people are dreading this year because they really don't have the money to fork out for Christmas presents even.
Yeah, well, the commercialization of Christmas has been, you know, a long process over time. And, you know, for a while, when the economy looked good and people could still borrow money to buy stuff, yeah, it was, you know, happy. But it's like, I think the whole commercialization process in general, as you said, is kind of a bah humbug. No one even cares anymore. And now this whole Black Friday thing, people are just so sick of it and disgusted by it that it takes a lot away from it. And again, you know, to go back to the economic side with the jobs coming from retail, not only was this Black Friday weekend 4 days down 11% from last year. And if you remember, last year was the worst Christmas spending or holiday spending that we've had since 2009. But most of the spending this year switched to online. So again, when people when the government tries to say, look at all these retail jobs, not only are people not buying anything retail, but when they are, they're buying it online. I mean, I can't even imagine how many retail jobs are going to be lost in the real world next year. And who knows, maybe the government will just say, well, there's another 10 million retail jobs were added, when in fact, millions were lost.
Yeah, I am really amazed. I mean, I even caught this on Fox News. They had some contributor there. And I don't know what the standards are for being a contributor on Fox News anymore. But they suggested, and I'm sure this made a lot of the advertisers that spend a lot of big bucks still on Fox News. The person said, well, wait for the day before Christmas to go do your Christmas shopping, because chances are you're going to see up to 70% off on prices.
Of course. And, you know, the thing is, people know now very well when the prices are their lowest anyway. So this whole concept of Black Friday and trying to trick you into buying certain items when other items are high, I mean, people are not stupid. They understand this stuff. And, of course, they're going to wait and wait and wait, and there'll be deep discounts. And, by the way, you know, when you talk about the commercialization of Christmas and Hanukkah and all this, and no one caring anymore, another example of the economy so bad that people don't care anymore, Fox News is a perfect example of it. Because there were people for a time who were so into the Republican thing, and, well, if we just, you know, watch Fox and we get behind what these people say, there can be change in America. And people don't even care anymore. They're no longer thinking, well, the Republicans are going to change things. Now everyone's just like, it doesn't matter, that they all stink. I mean, don't ever watch MSNBC to start with. And I see Fox ratings are down too, because people are giving up. They're giving up on so many things with this bad economy. And, you talk about the detachment of reality from what the government is trying to purport, especially when you see the entire world. I mean, look what's going on in China, in Japan, in Europe, in South America, in Russia. So, again, you know, batten down the hatches, people. Get used to a simpler lifestyle. And I think most people are doing that already.
All right. How much time before the break there, Danny Boy? 1 minute. We're going to reconnect with you on Skype. You're starting to wink out there a little bit. And we'll take calls. John in Tennessee, to be fair, I don't want to take your call right now, so hold on after the break. 800-313-9443. See if you can stump Andy. I doubt that you can.
I doubt it, too.
Well,
and I hear you clear, by the way.
Okay, well, sometimes you will and sometimes you won't. But you're blipping out on your side. So at any rate, we'll reconnect. My guest, Andy Hoffman, MilesFranklin.com. How long have you been over to Miles Franklin, by the way?
I hit 3 years in October.
I wanted to ask you something, and let's see if I can stump you. You used to do commodities on Wall Street, right?
Well, I was an oil field services analyst.
That's exactly the field that I want to ask you about. So we will do that after this up-and-coming break. Stay tuned. 800-313-9443. You heard the man. See if you can stump him. Now, don't spend time online looking for some convoluted, long detailed, only two people on the planet know it. You know, standard stuff, but good questions for our guest. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back, let's go right to the phones. John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Hello, Andy.
Hey there.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, Andy, you were in oil. I've been, I'm 57. I've been delivering fuel for going on 36 years. So I've seen a lot of changes in the industry. And here's why I think we have cheap oil. You tell me if I'm wrong. First of all, the slaves have to be able to get to the fields, don't you know? I mean, it's almost to the point, Andy, I've seen it over $4 a gallon. Now it's going down in some places below $2 per gallon. I drive an hour each day, each way, to work. I burn about $100 worth a week just to go to my job. So I think that it's the slaves have got to get to the field. The other thing that I find interesting, you know, the so-called experts, and I'm excluding you from this because I admire what you do, but you hear people like John Tamney and others talking about the strong dollar, and they're attributing the low cost of oil to the strong dollar. And then the puppets and the parrots on the different radio stations repeat this nonsense about a strong dollar or about increase in shale oil production causing a glut in the oil business, you know, in the supply. therefore lowering prices. It's like we're in this world where we've fallen through a hole, and people are taking lies, and not only accepting them as true, but those that are telling them have told them so long and so often that they're believing them, and they know their lies.
Well, look, some of the things that you say make some sense, but I can't say I agree with all of it. You know, one of the biggest lies of all, it's almost like, you know, housing demand always, housing always goes up, which we know obviously is not true. And the same with oil demand. There's this kind of belief that there's just this nonstop growth in energy demand and it can never be satiated. And it's kind of, like with precious metals, people don't look at the supply side either. I mean, supply is moving just as demand is moving. And right now there is most definitely a glut. First of all, in the United States, which has been traditionally by far the largest per capita user, we've had a secular decline in gasoline usage that goes back 10 years now. And it's not just because the economy peaked around the turn of the century. It's because people, I mean, you may be driving more because of where you live, but generally speaking, people are driving less. Heck, I've been working at home for the past 10 years. I haven't driven anywhere. So there's a lot of telecommuting and things like that. And there's also less employment. So people, there's less people working. So generally speaking, there's no doubt in this country people are driving less. And then you look at the second biggest user in the world, everyone, oh, well, China, well, they have all this per capita growth to have. But the fact is the Chinese economy is in full stage collapse right now. And so is Japan and so is Europe. So you're not seeing demand growth. And at the same time, you have seen a tremendous amount of supply growth. One, because of shale, number one. And the shale is only occurred because of all the cheap financing the Fed has created with its zero interest rate policy, which has created $500 billion of junk bonds and leveraged loans to high-cost producers in the heavily depleting shale industry. But it's not just there. You have, you know, we bombed Iraq. Well, now their oil supply is coming back. We bombed Libya. Now theirs is coming back. And Saudi Arabia's got some more to put online. So there's a huge mismatch right now between supply and demand, which is why Saudi Arabia just initiated a price war just like it did in the 1980s, which it's going to win. It's going to win decidedly. And when it's all over, you're going to see a shocking decline, an absolute shocking decline in United States oil production. And guess where it's going to feel it the most? Texas, which another, you know, common knowledge is that Texas is in such good shape. Texas is about to go through a spiritual situation when people realize just how much bad debt has been piled onto these projects in Texas.
Well, you know,
Andy, yeah.
When I was 17, Andy, one of my first good jobs was on the pipeline, and as a result of who got me in, I was in the office and I heard these people talk about we're going to use their oil, and when we run theirs out, we'll use ours. And we'll tell them basically get screwed. And then in the late 70s, when I started in what I'm doing now, Andy, I poured more cement down oil wells that have been drilled just in Michigan than people would ever think possible. It's not that we've got to drill for oil. If we want our own oil, all we have to do is uncap wells that have been drilled for 35 years. I mean, you know, it's nonsense to think that there's a shortage in any way. Unless,
well, that's right. There is no shortage. That's exactly the point. There's no shortage at all. I mean, people, I see so many people on TV go, well, oil's going to come right back in a few months. And I'm going, why would anyone think that? Short of hyperinflation, short of a crash and the Fed goes berserk with QE and everything hyperinflates, why would anyone think that all of a sudden prices are going to go back up? I'm telling you, look at the commodities. It's not just oil. Look across the board. Iron ore, base metals, cement, lumber, everything has been going down in price because there's no demand out there. The one thing I do agree with you, of course, is, you know, this comedy about strong dollar. The dollar's not strong. I mean, everyone is in a currency war now, destroying their currencies. And there's a global fear right now of collapse like in 2008. So people are just moving their currency holdings into the most liquid currency, the dollar. It's not strong. The dollar is not increasing its purchasing power around the world, and most people don't even have any dollars to spend right now. So, I just can't emphasize enough that people got to get off this. Demand keeps going up, and et cetera, et cetera. There's a huge mismatch between oil supply and demand, which is not going to resolve itself until you have major, major cutbacks in production, particularly in the United States.
Okay, and John, by the way, the king came to town today.
Which king might that be?
Son of Akhenaten, Barack Obama, came to town today.
Oh, well, I hope you guys rolled out the red carpet for him.
Oh, yeah, we did. Thank you, Andy.
All right, thanks, John. I appreciate it. Yeah, Bob in the UP, hang on 1 second. Andy, I'm getting, I was just reading an article by Steve Stockman, and he was the, worked in the Reagan administration.
No, David Stockman.
I'm sorry.
I'm on his website right now as we speak.
The towering federal debt is hidden in a Roach Motel. Hey,
yes.
I keep hearing that, this past week we just hit the $18 trillion debt mountain. Why do they keep writing these things? Because it's not $18 trillion. The debts and obligations of the U.S. government is somewhere north of $150 trillion. Why do they keep using these numbers? Now, these are just the numbers that have been run up since, 2008?
Well, why does Wall Street keep using non-GAAP earnings? Why? I mean, I worked on Wall Street as an analyst for 10 years. Why do we use excluding items? So it's just like, why do we use the core CPI instead of the actual CPI? But again, the $18 trillion is actually very useful because, you know, when you use it to compare where it was and you use it to compare, like the government said, well, the deficit fell in fiscal 2014 to $500 billion. Yeah, but the debt went up by $1.1 trillion. And guess what? Through the first 2 months of this fiscal year, we're on a pace to go up $1.1 trillion. But on top of that, as you said, there's the unfunded liabilities, which you pick your number, 100 trillion, 200 trillion. I've seen several years ago that it was well over 200 trillion. And then, of course, there's the giant pink elephant in the room, which is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are 5 trillion plus of debt, which for some reason the government calls off balance sheet. It's really 23 trillion apples to apples. And then, of course, you throw in these unfunded liabilities. Because they theoretically say, well, we don't really have to pay Social Security and Medicare. We can always take that away, so it's not a real debt.
Yeah, of course it isn't. Bob in the UP. Uper. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, John.
Hello.
I just wanted to share a couple of things for the folks that are living a simple life and raising cattle. To begin with, there's no such thing as bad hay, especially for beef cattle. You just turn the bale over, and where it's all black and rotted, they go nuts over it like kids at Halloween hunting.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. You know, I'm 63 years old, and I've worked with cattle since I was a kid, but I never really owned them and discovered how they operate. Yeah, there's no such thing as bad hay. Their gut and digestive system works with it.
Okay, thanks for the cattle lesson. Do you have any questions for Andy?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is simple people. And the other thing with cattle, when you have twins, they're usually sterile.
Okay.
I didn't know that either.
Little non sequitur, but okay.
Yeah. Now, to the meat of your question there, Bob.
Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers. Have a good day, John.
All right. There were no financial questions in there.
Got it.
Why did Elsie the cow keep flashing through my head when he was talking? I don't know. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Howdy, John. Howdy, Andy. I think John in Tennessee has got some valid points. I lived a lot of years in Alaska, and I worked on a pipeline in 76 or 75, 76. But worldwide and in the United States and Alaska, we have all the goddamn oil to run to the cows come home. Now, if you listen...
That argument that, you know, the whole thing, we got Anwar and this and that. First of all, the companies aren't spending money on much simpler projects, let alone ones out there. And, of course, there's environmental issues. that they've never resolved. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of like with gold when they say, well, in South Africa, there's gold 20,000 feet in the ground. But, yeah, it's not coming out. So what's the it's as good as zero if it's not coming out of the ground. So the fact, I mean, think about it. Let's say there was some oil in Alaska. How long do you think it would be before it came out of the ground? And by the way, with oil prices plummeting, why would it even be dreamt of? Maybe if oil was $300 a barrel, these things are not happening. The supply is not there. I mean, those things are invisible. Right now, we need to deal with the supply that is coming out of the ground and the demand. And again, I'm not sure why we're talking about we have all the oil we can need. We already have all the oil we can need, which is why the price is plummeting. What we need is demand right now, not supply.
I don't know if you're aware of or heard of him, and I don't totally subscribe to everything he says, but Lindsay Williams, that was the chaplain on the Alaska pipeline and supposed to have, and I think he does have an inside with the insiders. But what he says is that over here in the United States, that we've got all this oil, and if you want to drive down the competition, if we can bust the Arabs and the Middle East, and then we will have the corner, meaning the oil concerns in mainly the United States, Canada. They can corner the market and call a price of oil on anything.
No, I think, come on. OPEC is the only people that have even a chance to corner the market, and they don't have any power anymore. And again, you know, a guy like Lindsay Williams and, you know, the Jones or Alex Jones, you got to listen to these guys with a grain of salt. There's not a single shred of proof in anything these guys say. And, you know, the guys, the newsletter writers, the radio hosts, the guys who get the best ratings are the guys that put out the most BS. The guys that have the least substantiated information are the ones that get the most readers and listeners. Trust me, I know this.
Point well taken. And that goes where, too?
It's more exciting, that's all. It's entertainment, that's all.
Yeah, I'm tired of the fear. I mean, I know what the problems are in this country, and people, Andy, are not addressing the real problems in this country. I am just absolutely thoroughly amazed.
I mean, I'm appreciative of the fact that guys like the, Lindsay Williams and Alex Jones are on the right side of the game. I mean, they definitely are calling out the lies in the country. But what gives them their listenership is by making these spectacular conspiracy theory claims that are based on nothing. Absolutely. When people email me and say, well, the price of gold is being manipulated by the Rothschilds, and I'm going, first of all, are there any Rothschilds even alive? And if so, exactly how are these Rothschilds manipulating prices above everyone else? It's silly. It's silly. And believe me, I was an oil analyst for 10 years. OPEC is the only organization on the world with any ability to impact oil prices. And frankly, they can't do a heck of a lot, which is why the price is plummeting right now.
So why? Okay, so if it's not the Rothschilds, who's manipulating the price of gold and silver? Because you know where it, or you at least have a fairly good idea where it should be sitting at right now.
Yes, it's the people who the only people in the world who have the ability and the deep pockets to do it, which is the U.S. government. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, you know, a handful of people? No. I mean, there's a lot of people manipulating a lot of things. But as far as the gold price, who has the most to lose? And who is the only people who have the ability to have unlimited naked shorting, to have no control, no regulation over the markets where it's traded, who have complete lack of transparency in their accounting, who won't let you see their gold, who won't let the people they hold gold for, like the Germans, see their gold? Of course, it's the U.S. government. And yes, there are other groups, the Bank of Japan, the Swiss Bank with their whole thing. You know, you think it's a surprise the price of gold crashed to its multi-year low the day before the Swiss referendum? Are you kidding me?
Well,
no, I mean, yeah, they all help each other out, but the U.S. government leads the effort. It's pretty obvious.
I wanted to ask you, and thanks for your call, Fred. I appreciate it very much. On the issue of gold, now, this country is probably, do you have any stats on this? Because I'm still seeing the 97 to 99% of the people in this country don't hold physical metals.
Correct. Is that your question?
No, that's not my question. That was the statement part. The question is, like you mentioned the Germans. The United States government says, yeah, you can see your gold in 7 years. Why are they not letting the Germans see their gold? Has the United States government leased it out? And how can they lease gold that belongs to somebody else?
Well, first of all, the IMF, and I'm not sure why the IMF was charged to make the rules about gold accounting. What did they have to do with gold? In fact, the only gold that they theoretically have is really not even gold. It's double-counted pledge gold that doesn't exist. But the fact is their accounting rules allow them to do this. And even if they didn't, you know, I mean, by leasing it out and still saying you have it. But even if they didn't, they just lie about everything. I mean, the Germans asked for their gold. They won't give it to them. They didn't even let them see it. And then all of a sudden you see the other day, Holland says, well, we got our gold back. Yeah, right. Yeah, the Germans couldn't get their gold, but you could get your gold. I think Holland just made a statement, really, because they were trying to get the Swiss people to vote yes, because they wanted the Swiss peg of the euro broken. I mean, the ECB doesn't like it. You think it's a coincidence that that guy in the ECB, literally 2 days before the referendum, came out and said, yeah, the ECB is considering buying gold. And then right after the referendum, Mario Draghi goes, oh, we're looking at buying everything except for gold. So again, these guys are just lying about absolutely everything. The gold doesn't exist. I mean, the math is simple. Even, again, we talk about footprints. You know, there's no retail, there's no people buying retail, yet they say there's retail jobs. And the same thing goes with gold. I mean, you can't see the gold, and yet you're told that it's there.
Well, and you can bank on that. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred. I'm sorry, what's that? Oh, I did take Fred. Hey, what can I say? Steve in Ontario. Hello. Hello, Steve.
I wanted to touch again on gold and silver here as wealth-preserving entities and see if your guest has any input on this level. But I look at it, when there are so many people that are broke or close to broke worldwide, it's not just the United States, it's Canada, it's all Western nations, and then you add the other multi-billion people there.
Hey, look, just say it this way, Steve. Every country that's on a fiat money standard is pretty much broke right now.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, I believe that the prices of these two commodities should be higher. But when you look at the reality of it, when it comes crunch time, if this thing all does blow up, you can't eat gold and silver.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. Can you eat stocks and bonds?
No, and I don't agree that's a good place to...
Most ridiculous of all the things that I've heard, you can't eat gold. I mean, do you get gold to eat it?
No, but who
can
are you
eat
going
your car? Can you eat your car? Can you eat your house? Can you eat electricity? And you to say that, you know, there's not enough people out there that have money. There's more money than there's ever been. That's what the money printing is, and it's basically gone to the 1%.
Okay.
That's where the money is.
He's trying to get around to his point. So, Steve, go ahead and make your point on this.
My point is that there is only 1% that have enough money to buy the gold, and they control.
I don't care. I'm just happy that I'm in the 1%. I have some gold, and the funny thing is I don't have that much money. But if I'm in the 1% that has it, look, the fact is there's not. I don't really care about how many people in the world there are. I'm talking about the economics of A, what it costs to get gold out of the ground, and B, how much gold there is compared to how much printed money there is. It really doesn't matter. In fact, it doesn't matter whether the economy is good, bad, or indifferent. The fact is gold and silver are the only assets, the only substances in the planet through 5,000 years of history that possess all the definitional parameters of money, not currency, money. They are not only divisible and fungible, they're also stores of value, they're universally accepted, they're scarce, they're verifiable, they're all those things. Nothing has that. And my point is that people who have money, who have dollars and euros and all this other crap that substitutes for it, Bitcoin, you name it, when they are nervous and the governments can no longer hold the confidence together of their Ponzi scheme, that's what people inevitably go to, is real money. It's that simple. It really doesn't matter if 6.7 billion people are poor. All you need is the 400 million that aren't. to buy gold. It's that simple.
I see. Thanks, Steve, for your call. I got to move on here. But I've heard this many times before. Yeah, we know that you can't eat gold and silver, and that's the perfect
treasury bonds.
That was the perfect retort, Andy. You know, what do you buy it for? You don't buy it to eat it. And a lot of people don't understand what's going to happen here. Yeah, there are prices of things that are falling. It was food and energy that keeps going up. Well, gasoline is coming down. Oil-related or crude or petroleum-based product, yeah, okay. Prices coming down a little bit. But have you checked your energy prices? Have you checked your electricity prices? That's a rigged game as well. It's providers versus the generators and how much are you actually paying per kilowatt hour. Well, that keeps going up.
How about rents? How about insurance?
Yeah.
How about education?
Yeah.
How about cable bills? You name it. Taxes.
It's all going up. And when the bow breaks, and it will, there's going to be, for assets out there, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be smiling that have bought silver and gold. Because that's going to reprice. It's going to seek out its more natural level. And there's going to be a crap load of stuff out there. It's going to be Christmas time for the dumpster divers. Let me put it to you that way.
What I'm trying to tell people is you're not investing in gold to make money. You're simply the people who have money, and there's plenty of money. There's more money out there than there's ever been. You hold it as your savings.
Yeah.
And you wait for the other things to fall in value against it. It's not like I buy it and I think, well, there's going to be a speculative mania in gold. I just know that people are losing confidence in the substitutes for it. That's all.
Are people confused? They think Andy's going to be on for 2 hours today. The calls keep rolling in here. JJ in Idaho, let me squeeze you in because you've been holding here. Hello, JJ.
Oh, how you doing there, John?
Hi.
And Andy, I want to tell Andy there he ought to probably get that book called The Rise of the House of Rothschilds and read that.
Let's say I did read it. Who cares about what happened to the Rothschilds 200 years ago? Yeah, they were a big banking house. So was JP.
They got tentacles stretching through everything.
How does that change my world and my investment thesis, the fact that there may or may not be Rothschilds out there that are in the banking business? I mean, how on earth is that going to change anything that I've just said about the timeless value of gold? Versus the collapsing economy.
I don't know if you can continue that argument over. This guy's not from Canada. He's from Idaho.
John?
Yeah.
One thing is I'd like to recommend you maybe have on for some more time, and that's Robert from St. Louis, because he's got 1 hour, you know, about the communists and the background to it and who they are and everything. Goes right along with the protocols that he was on yesterday.
Okay, well, we're off of track and we're out of time. what a great time to have a derailment, huh? At the end of the line. Hey, Andy, thank you.
Very animated, very good.
I'll see you next time. Thanks for being here today. All right, sir. All right. Gosh. Oh. You can't eat gold and silver. Boy, ain't that the truth. But I don't think... Yeah, can that guy call back in? I want to talk to him. Who the hell was that from Canada? Huh? Steve in Canada. Steve, do me a favor. Call back in, will you? Because I want to drill down on this a little bit. I think there's some misconceptions and some misunderstandings as to what this thing is going to end up looking like and why you're supposed to have the gold and the silver in the first damn place. I noticed you called it a commodity. Hour 2 coming up.